Pray with me. Father, we humble ourselves before you. At this moment, we acknowledge you as our God. We thank you for the past year. And Father, we look forward, asking you to guide us. And in these moments, I ask you to clear the distractions away from us. Let us collectively and individually be focused on nothing but you for just a few minutes. Father, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. My grandfather taught me how to drive. And I remember when we got in the car, the first thing he did is he reached up and he took the rearview mirror and he cocked it so that I could see nothing out of it. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story because it doesn't matter. There's a reason. But I want you to understand, for you and I as individuals and as a collective church, if we're not careful, we spend so much time looking in the rearview mirror at what was that we can't see what is. And did you know God has no rearview mirror? Have you thought about that? Have you let that sunk into you? God has no rearview mirror. He keeps no record of wrong. Everything that is in the past is in the past. And I used this analogy a number of years ago. Peggy and I were teaching a Sunday school class, and somebody reminded me of it. Think of this room, if you will, as today. Okay? Now, there's a door there, and let's paint on that door yesterday. Okay? There's a door over there. Let's paint on that door tomorrow. You have the ability to go through that door in your mind of everything that was yesterday. But you cannot change it. And it serves absolutely no purpose to you. Satan loves for you to go through that door. Because when you go through that door, he will remind you of all of your failures. I promise you, he will never, ever remind you of anything you did successful for God. Ever when you go through that door. Never. Okay? Nobody has ever completely failed, always, if you're a Christian. There's going to be failures, but they're yesterday. We like to go through that door. God has told us, stay in this room of today. Everything you need is in here. I will provide for you for today. The other door we like to go through is the tomorrow door. You can really take the tomorrow door off, tomorrow off that door, and you can put worry up there. Because really that's what it is. You're worried about tomorrow. And what did God say to us? You don't have tomorrow. So why are you worried about it? His desire for us is to live in this room of today. And everything you need will be provided in this room today. You can go through that door if you want. You're going on your own. Do you understand? If you try to talk to God about something you ask him to forgive you for already, he has no memory of it. He's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Because it's gone to him. It's over. So stay out of that room. And don't go in that one either, because you're worried about stuff that doesn't even maybe ever happen. So stay in this room. And if we could do anything as a collective body of Christians, if we could focus on learning how to live that way, kids do it without even thinking about it. They were created to do it. They live in this moment. That's where God wants us to live. And as we begin a new year, and in a few minutes we're going to partake the Lord's Supper, which is incredibly important and special for us to remember what God did for us so that we can live for Him today. But coming to that moment, and as we reflect and look back on last year, I want you and me as individuals to take a minute. And if you need to let some things go, let them go. Because you need to live today and this year going forward, looking out the windshield and not the rearview mirror. They're going to turn down the lights. It's going to be some music. This is just you. If you need to leave some stuff on this altar, it's pretty sturdy. Leave them here and don't go out of here with them. God wants you in a new year with no baggage, living for today. And as we prepare our hearts for a time of remembering what He did for us, let's prepare our hearts for what He wants to do in us. So let's take a minute. as we bring ourselves to a place where we're not living in yesterday or tomorrow, that we're focused on today, I want to tell you how to do that successfully. I want to give you, there's one key. There's only one thing you need to be able to do that successfully, of not going through the door of your past failures, not going through the door of your future worries. If you want to do that and live in this moment, in today, you do that by simply doing one thing, and that's focusing on Jesus. One thing is all we're asked to do. If you focus on Jesus, everything else falls into place. I want you to think for a minute with me about who He is and why, if you just focus on Him, there's no worries about yesterday and there's no concern about tomorrow. It's just today. And He's got it. The reason He's got it is this right here.
His name is Wonderful Counselor, who guides us through the hills and valleys of life. His name is Mighty God, who harnesses His infinite power to give strength to the finite. His name is Everlasting Father, our faithful and forever protector and provider. His name is Prince of Peace, who calms the storm in our soul and leads us to still waters. His name is Man of Sorrows, who carries our shame and our pain and our guilt and our past. He's the Lamb of God, who lives and bleeds and dies in our place. He's the Lion of Judah, who fights for us the battles we could not fight on our own. He is the power of God, the wisdom of God, the glory of God, and the gift of God. And He is the Son of God. He's the Ancient of Days, who has no beginning and who has no end. He's the radiance of God's glory, the culmination of the perfection of God. He is the commander of God's army, with multitudes of angels bowing in reverence at the mention of His holy name. He's the living stone and the rock of ages. He's the root of Jesse and the son of David. He's the light of the world and the Lord of all. He's the King of Kings and the image of the invisible God. There's no one like Him. He is undefeatable. He is non-repeatable. He is incomparable, and He is inescapable, and He is the great I Am, and He is worthy, worthy of our devotion, worthy of our worship, and worthy of His name, the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The name above all names.
That's all you need. Everything that you could possibly encounter today can be handled by Jesus. Everything that He wants you and I to accomplish today, Jesus has got everything you need to accomplish it. He's the name above all names. That's how you live in today. Not worried about yesterday, not concerned about tomorrow, but focused on today. Worship with me the name above all names.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become is righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all.
Let's enter a time of taking the Lord's Supper if you have it with you. If you need one, raise your hand. The deacons will bring you one. Matthew chapter 26, verse 17 says, I'm going to back up. Verse 17 says, on the first day of the festival of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to prepare Passover meal for you? Jesus said, as you go into the city, he told them, you will see a certain man. Tell him the teacher says, my time is come, and I will enter the Passover meal with my disciples. I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as he was told and prepared the meal. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces, gave it to the disciples, saying, this is my body, eat, for this is and eat, for this is my body. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your body broken for our sins. Lord, let us never forget that. It's in your name we pray. Amen. As he took a cup of wine, he gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, each of you drink from it, for this is my body. It confirms covenant with God and his people. It is poured out as sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. And the sins of you and I. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your blood and what it paid for us. Lord, we worship you and we thank you for saving us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. It says after that they sang a hymn and went out. Stand with me and let's worship him.
Free, I run my way.
shall soon dissolve.
Life's known.
The sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here will be
Thank you so much for being here. I missed every one of you last week. I want to give you a sneak peek and encourage you. Make sure you're here next week. It's going to be incredibly special. All of your ministers are going to be on the stage at the one time. That alone is worth coming to see. We're going to give Brian a mic.
I don't need one.
We're going to be doing some vision casting for you. We're looking out the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Let's do that together next week. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for the year that was, and we look forward to seeing what you're going to do. Father, we yield ourselves over to you and ask that you move in our lives. As we walk out of this room, let us be vessels used to your good and your glory. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.